Understanding the dependence on Allah as Rab, atheists and agnostics, often questioning the existence of Allah, can deeply contemplate their dependence on Him by reflecting on their own bodies and the intricate systems that sustain life. By considering the profound dependence on Allah for every function of their bodies, they may begin to understand His role as the creator and sustainer of all existence. Quranic reference, Allah's mercy and creation. Quranic reference, My mercy encompasses all things, Zur Al-A'raf 7-156. Allah has declared His mercy to be obligatory upon Himself, showing His boundless compassion even towards those who deny or ignore Him. Examples of dependence on Allah, the respiratory system, oxygen dependence, every breath we take is a testament to Allah's mercy and provision. The process of inhaling oxygen and exhaling carbon dioxide is essential for cellular respiration and energy production. Example, a sincere Jew asking if Allah exists, stop my oxygen supply highlights the impossibility of life without this crucial element, demonstrating our utter dependence on Allah. The circulatory system, blood circulation, the heart pumps blood throughout the body, delivering oxygen and nutrients to cells and removing waste products. Example, a request for Allah to stop the heart's function would illustrate how every heartbeat is a manifestation of His sustenance. The nervous system, brain and nerves, the brain controls every function of the body, from movement to thought processes. The nervous system transmits signals throughout the body, enabling responses to stimuli. Example, a challenge to stop brain activity or nerve functions underscores the intricate design and maintenance of life, which only Allah can sustain. The sensory systems, vision and hearing, the ability to see and hear relies on complex processes involving the eyes and ears, which convert light and sound into neural signals. Example, asking Allah to stop vision or hearing would demonstrate how these senses are continuously maintained by His will. The musculoskeletal system, movement and support, bones and muscles provide structure and enable movement. Each action, from walking to lifting, depends on this system. Example, requesting Allah to stop the function of legs or hands shows our reliance on His power for every physical action. Cellular and tissue function, cellular activity, every tissue and cell in the body performs specific functions essential for survival, from producing energy to fighting infections. Example, a sincere plea for Allah to stop the function of any cell or tissue reveals the delicate balance maintained by His creation. Understanding through reflection and sincere dua, reflecting on dependency, self-examination, atheists and agnostics can reflect on their bodily functions and the natural world to recognize their dependence on a higher power. Example, contemplating how each breath, heartbeat, and neural signal occurs without conscious effort highlights Allah's role as the sustainer. Making sincere dua, testing faith, by making a sincere dua, asking Allah to demonstrate His power by affecting a bodily function, individuals may begin to perceive the continuous mercy and provision they receive. Example, a dua such as, O Allah, if you exist, stop my heart from beating for a moment, when unmet, can lead to the realization of Allah's unceasing mercy and the impossibility of life without His sustenance. Conclusion. Recognizing Allah as Rab involves understanding the intricate systems that sustain life and the universe. By reflecting on our dependence on Allah for every breath, heartbeat, and neural signal, atheists and agnostics can begin to grasp the extent of His mercy and provision. Allah's declaration of His obligatory mercy, as mentioned in the Quran, demonstrates His boundless compassion, even towards those who deny Him. Through sincere reflection and dua, individuals may come to realize their reliance on Allah, leading to a deeper understanding of His role as the creator and sustainer of all existence.